Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about whether we should be more concerned about being happy people or new men and women in Jesus Christ. I'm going to read you from Psalm 144, verse 15, which says this: "Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord." Now, there was a time when most people thought that the most important question was, how can I be right with God? Now, for most people, the most important question is, how can I be happy? For example, the famous Christian writer C.S. Lewis said this: "I didn't go to religion to make me happy. I always knew that a bottle of wine would do that. If you want a religion to make you feel really comfortable, I certainly don't recommend Christianity." Some professing Christians, just about as many as anyone else, live in idolatry to the happy life. Usually, we judge how good something is based on how happy it makes us. If it makes us happy, we think it's good. If it doesn't make us happy, then it's bad. We must remove the idol of happiness and learn a new habit of thinking. It isn't that God's goal for us is to be unhappy. His goal is for our ultimate happiness and fulfillment. But idolatry of immediate happiness often gets in the way of ultimate fulfillment. God's greatest purpose in our lives is not to make us happy in the here and now, but to transform us into godly people, people who are becoming more and more like Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 explains it like this: "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." God loves us too much to allow us to worship at the altar of the happy life for very long. The Lord has a way of bringing circumstances to pass, forcing us to focus more on godliness than on happiness. If you find yourself in those difficult circumstances, don't resent it. Don't think that God wants you to be unhappy. It's just that He cares more about your godliness than your immediate happiness. The happiness will settle itself as we pursue Jesus. This is the great secret of life, that happiness is most securely achieved when we put godliness first. Happiness is like a bird that flies about, and when we set our focus on chasing it, it just flies further away. But when we set our heart on God and His kingdom, the bird of happiness will set down right on our shoulder. David the psalmist knew this. He wrote in Psalm 23, verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." David wasn't concerned with following goodness and mercy. He followed God's path, and then goodness and mercy followed him. When we seek God and His kingdom first, He promises to take care of us, including our happiness. In another psalm, David explained it like this, saying to God, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." That's Psalm 16, verse 11. You see, in the likeness of Jesus, at the end of it all, is ultimate satisfaction, perfect fulfillment. And I pray that today God would guide you along the path to that ultimate satisfaction and perfect fulfillment.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.